Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting Monday, December 27 at 3:00 p.m. Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting Monday, December 27, 2021 at 3:30 p.m.
You look good, kid. I like it. I am.
It's 2:59, so I can.
That's cool.
Unfortunately, I am.
So we'll get rocking and rolling.
I just tried going with the video.
Arizona, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yep.
Call the meeting to order at 3:00, and we will stand for our pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, please.
Janet Gill.
Here.
Scott Love.
Yes.
Robert Ducey.
Here.
Larry Albanicious.
Here.
Troy Longshi.
Here.
All right. Last official meeting of the year. A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The first item on the agenda is a couple of tabled items from our last meeting. The first item is approve the elected official salary resolution 21C-048 for 2023, 2024, 2025, and 2026. This was tabled at the last meeting. We did have, Bob and I met on, what day was that? I don't remember.
Monday.
Yeah. Was it Monday?
Last week.
Kind of went through, Joan had some nice projections laid out and looked at that. And we also looked at the NACO handbook that came out in October with recommendations for various positions for based on the size of our county and the population and the valuation, we fall into category 2. And when we put this together, we felt we were meeting all of the NACO recommendations as well as being fair to our county elected officials. We did what was it? Was it a 2.5? Yeah, 2.5. Percent bump, but we did raise the sheriff and the public defender a bit because we did realize that they were under the norms for their responsibilities. The sheriff, since he has the jail under his oversight, we bumped that one, I think, around.
So it's 2.5%
every year.
Every year for
right.
The next 4 years,
mm-hmm.
And then there were some adjustments with the sheriff?
The sheriff, because he took on the jail, and
yep.
Apparently there was a differential of about $10,000
yep,
for...
I remember back in the Wagner day, there was a little bit of a bump that he got, and the sheriff
okay.
always requested he did not want any more money
okay.
to run the jail when he took the jail over after okay. the Board of Corrections dissolved.
But NACO does recommend, I mean, we looked at the NACO recommendations, and that's kind of what they recommend.
Which I think is more than fair.
125% or something like that.
Okay, so, and then the public defender?
Public defender, we also bumped that one up $10,000-$12,000, something like that as well, because that would appear to be low on the...
See, what I did back in, I think it was after my first 4 years, Joan and I sat down and we did the survey of mm-hmm. all the counties that were equal with land and vehicles and et cetera in size. And that's when we did, to get everybody a bump at that time as elected officials, we did the $5,000 at the time,
mm-hmm.
just to get everybody up to where, mm-hmm. to be comparable to other counties. And then I think it was whatever the 2 or 3 or whatever it was at that time.
And the NACO, actually, they did incorporate a spreadsheet with all of that for... account, which was very helpful. It was very helpful.
You see, my theory was on it to get everybody kind of somewhat equalized with other counties, but
mm-hmm.
also to get good people to want to run mm-hmm. for elected positions.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of
mm-hmm.
what my goal was. And obviously the board voted on it and it passed. But so other than the public defender and the sheriff, everything stays the same?
Yes, we were within the range. We were about the middle of the range for the class two, and we were at the low end of the range for the range above us, the class three. The counties are 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and of course the fives are like Sarpy and Douglas and Lancaster.
The big counties.
Yeah, and then there's a few, you know, quite a few were in the two, but we decided to do about the middle of the two and the low end of the three is where we landed. So, I mean, this is certainly up for discussion. We spent a little time on Monday. And
I guess my question is, the sheriff knows about it. He's okay with it.
We just kind of went by the recommendations from NACO as well as the comparables for our counties. And Bob, you can.
There's no distinction now that, you know, just because the sheriff has the jail, there's no separate pay. So that's all part of his pay.
Yep, that'll be part of
it. And that's the way I understand it, most jail. Counties that have a jail is the sheriff's pay is
part of a salary. It wasn't a stipend of any sort.
Right. And that's where we had before, where it was I think $10,000, I think, if I remember right, and the sheriff said, no, I don't want it. So what you have now is that the figure that he will be paid if he's the sheriff. Or
whoever the sheriff is.
Whoever the sheriff is, yep. That's the salary.
And I guess that's a good question, though. I mean, we never really elected a jail administrator or whatever, right?
No, we didn't.
There isn't such a thing.
So basically, when somebody, if they want to run for county sheriff, they realize, I mean, the job description says you do the jail.
Unless you do a board of corrections, the jail comes.
Okay.
With the sheriff.
So it is tied together.
And some counties have no jail, and some counties have big jails and small jails, and so.
Mm-hmm. So, Mike, I'd be curious to see how many, I would think that maybe Douglas, maybe, if I had to guess, they would probably have a.
She's got lots of data there.
I'm sure, does the sheriff take care of their jail, or do they have an administrator?
We didn't look at those really big ones because they were kind of out of our norm, but we looked at the close ones.
Well, and I think it's just common that the sheriff takes care of the jails.
It would kind of make sense that they're interrelated, no doubt about that.
Yeah. No.
I mean, obviously if it's a $10,000 bump, if that's what you want to call it, versus hiring a director for a board of corrections, that's a savings. That's huge. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like I said, it's, you know, it's deserved. It's a lot of responsibility, no doubt. A lot of responsibility. So, I mean, you guys can review this if you want to. We have to approve it by January 15th.
I think
we have a meeting or two, so if you really want to dig into this, I mean, that's, we're
I don't
more
think
than
there's
welcome
nothing
to.
Really to dig into. You guys have done the research and the homework in two and a half, you know, for the next 4 years. That gets everybody knowing who's going to be running next time around. And then Lou, I see Lou's here for some odd reason. Maybe, I don't know if he's just want to stop on by and get some cookies and milk for us. What's going on?
What's his salary?
Yeah, right.
If he's going to run or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Lou met with us that day too and visited with us a little too about.
But I'm assuming you're okay with this.
And he works really hard. I mean,
yeah, I didn't know what they had decided there. I guess
$25,000 for 2023, and then you get 2.5% after that.
Yeah.
Not a bad deal.
No, that's not it at all.
I guess my position was I had asked. I thought that both the elected county attorney and the elected public defender should have the same salaries. I think we have the same license, same licensing requirements as far as CLEs. We do the same job. We're in the courtroom doing the same thing. So that's my position. I think they should have the same salaries.
Okay, so. You are established, and I should know this, and I think I know this, but you are established as all the other elected officials, such as treasurer, clerk.
No.
No? He's a little bit more than that?
Yeah.
I don't remember how much more he was.
Yeah.
91.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, we defended 91. 2024.
Yeah, and part of the reasoning, I think, with Janet.
89.
There's a term for... Saunders.
That we talked about, and I'll let you have that.
Okay, I didn't realize it hasn't been shared.
89 for 823, but I don't see what 22 is.
22 was 70 something.
So did you see the numbers where they have you at?
Now he does.
Now he
does.
I just I see him now.
Okay, you see him now.
Yeah. Where are you at now, Lou? 70.
I think I'm at 75.
Yeah, I was thinking this was a.
And as far as the public defender position, it's hard to compare to other counties because some mm-hmm. counties don't have elected public defenders. Some have three-quarter public defenders. Some have public defenders that are contracted, and so it's hard to compare to counties with similar populations.
The good comparison we have here is obviously Saunders.
Or
Seward.
Seward has, this is their county attorney.
Yep.
And this is their public defender. Here's their public defender. Here's their county attorney. And Saunders and Seward. Here's Washington. Here's their county attorney, 104. And they do not have a public defender.
So you got Saunders at 84.9, and you have Seward at 81.6. Was what we have a comparable to. And we're going to have you start off at the first of the year, whoever, or 2023 is 89.4,
81.29. And as far as those counties, I don't know about those figures, but as far as those counties, do they have the same similar caseload in that?
Saunders and Seward do. Yeah.
So I think one of the things that Janet and I looked at also was we know that and it's been the public defender's office salary has been lower than the county attorneys forever. And so there's such a big disparity. So we looked at, and it's just we're bringing it to the board, is maybe something now to get it closer, and the next board down the road can even get it closer. If they want to make it the same, that's fine.
Well, just one thing. We are also the county coroner, and we're on call 24/7 for search warrants, coroner calls, and we go out in the middle of the night. So there's a little bit of a difference there. Just want to point that out.
Sure.
And there's also a difference as far as the staff. It was four attorneys to two attorneys if I have a full office and one secretary there. So I think that does carry a little bit of the extra caseload there.
This what we propose here would allow for an opportunity to hire someone at a better, competitive salary to get you some help because you've worked your butt off. Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. As the county attorneys had a difficult time getting some assistance mm-hmm. when they were looking for attorneys here, it's hard to mm-hmm. get people to come out of some of the bigger areas like Lincoln and Omaha to come up here, or if they do come up here, it's to get a little bit of experience and then to move on.
When's the last time you had a helper?
A couple of years. I think he was here for 9 months.
9 months. And so that's always in the budget, too.
Mm-hmm.
That
yeah.
is helper position, but he never had it.
What does that start off at?
Well, it was
55.
Yeah.
So this would be able to definitely get it up in the 60s with the percentages.
And the other thing Lou pointed out was that some of his salary is reimbursed to the county.
There
is
are
correct?
Court-appointed attorney's fees that the court orders to cover.
We ask for that on a lot of cases to try to reimburse the county for some of the expenses that we don't get back for anything.
And that's what they're called, court-appointed attorney's fees. So, mm-hmm. Lancaster County, public defender and county attorney both have the same salaries. The county attorney down there does coroner calls, and that's my understanding. So.
One difference I kind of, in my mind, think about between the positions, I know you both require the same licenses, the county attorney is also responsible for a lot of the contracts and the TURC, when we go to court with the Board of Equalization, and so the scope is a little bit wider than
I 100% agree with that, and mm-hmm. I think that's part of the reason that they have additional staff. They have mm-hmm. twice the attorneys that I have in my mm-hmm. office for now. My budget only is accepted for two attorneys and, mm-hmm. and one support staff there. So mm-hmm. I think that's part of the reason that their budget is a lot bigger than mine.
Mm-hmm. So are you happy with this? Just nuts and bolts. You're about $80-some hundred off of what I think what you're requesting, or what you think should take place.
I get my term ends at the end of mm-hmm. 2022, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. That's what I think is fair. That's what I'm requesting. Mm-hmm. What you pass, I guess. I just wanted you to have my position right. on it, and whoever else, we don't know at this point who's going to run for the office of public defender. But by increasing that salary, you also increase the individuals interested in that mm-hmm. position too. So,
well, that's kind of what I've stated. Yeah. And plus, not only that, I don't think the history proves that there ain't a lot of people that's always running for public defender, is there?
And that's part of the reason, I think, mm-hmm. is because some people have a negative. But public defenders aren't treated the same as county attorneys in a lot of jurisdictions, I don't think.
Well, I think you're doing a heck of a job, Lou. This will get much closer than before, so mm-hmm. I'm going to make a motion we approve what's presented today.
I'll second that. Any other discussion or conversation on that one? Oh, I don't know. Can I second that? I think I can. Other questions about these levels? Comments? Okay, let's go do a vote on that.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Lou, thank you. Listen, I hope, listen to me. I hope, all joking aside, I hope we see you on the ballot next time.
I do too.
I really do. I know you've come a long ways. I know, remember the time that we appointed you when things all took place. I know you do a great job. I think it's a nice bump, and hopefully it works out for you.
Yeah.
I do appreciate it, mm-hmm. and I appreciate you at least listening to my comments on it, and you did mm-hmm. Make some changes to the position, so I appreciate mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, thank you, Lou. I appreciate all you do. You work really hard, and we appreciate that. Okay, so that's item one that we tabled last meeting. Item two that we
did not make a motion to take that off the table. We probably should have done that.
Oh, before we started? Okay, so take everything off the table at the same time?
No.
Nope, just one at a time.
I want to do Chad first and then come back to that other thing.
Okay.
So, we should. What do we do?
I don't remember. Was it tabled or just moved to the next agenda?
It was.
Agenda?
I went back and
it was tabled.
Sorry.
Okay.
I did go back.
I should have just said, I should have. Can we delay that?
She said table.
She said, do you mean push it forward?
So you need a motion to take it from the table?
Yeah.
I'll second the motion to take it off the table.
Okay. Now, do we do the motions again? Or not?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
roll call on the remove from the table.
Okay.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll make the motion then to approve the salary.
Resolution 048.
Thank you, as presented today.
Okay. So Bob, Janet second. And roll.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Okay. Now we're going to go to the item B. So we need to make a motion to remove item. I'll make a motion to remove item
I'll
B
second
from
it.
The table.
Janet Gillis got low.
Okay. Got a roll on removing it from the table.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Okay. So item B, discussion regarding implementation of a policy on cooperation and volunteer emergency services. And I know that was in our packet last time. Is it in here again?
I think so.
Yeah, there it is. Is there anybody here to present on this, on what the gist of this?
Chad, you got anything to say on this?
On this?
I did talk to Jolene. They do Dean Palace 2 to 3 times a year, responds to calls, mostly just to help load somebody on, just because they're out of manpower. Sometimes it's him and Dick McCabe are the only ones in the county or that are close. And he does stay on the clock. And that's basically what this is saying.
He's usually only gone about 20 minutes, and he only responds if it's the second call.
Okay.
They're calling him if they need him.
Okay.
So it's usually kind of a quick thing. Every once in a while, they'll get asked to do traffic control if he's in the area. So he's right there with the motor grader or something mm-hmm. to pull in. And mm-hmm. Yeah, usually he calls when he goes to the call, and then when he gets back, and a couple times a year. 20 minutes, half hour sometimes. Not very long.
I think it's a good thing. You need people
yeah.
like that.
Is it just the road department? It says county employees.
It can be anybody.
It can be anybody, yeah. I assume.
I'm but not aware of anybody else. Does it.
Okay. Okay. And I think the clause in here is kind of around that, that has that effect, that if they're available and not on another emergency situation, they...
Yeah, you mm-hmm. reserve the right to uh-huh. ask him not to respond if they were if you were in the middle of an emergency or.
And like you
and
said,
a lot of this came about because of the fires out west.
Oh, okay.
You know, they were paying their employees, and probably for a week or two.
Really?
You know, I mean, out the fires out west, they were pretty. Had a lot of volunteer hours.
So he helps, what does he help do?
When there's an accident, he helps Emerson Fire and Rescue.
Oh.
So he'll...
But it's over there.
Yeah.
But if he gets a call and he's on the clock for the county,
yeah.
he'll take the time, if, like the second call is usually what he does, or they'll call him and say, hey, we need you.
Yeah.
And to you know help load yeah. or do whatever or guide traffic or whatever.
Well, who does that right here? Or say,
Dean's the only one that is on the fire and rescue mm-hmm. in
Emerson. He's not so. On Dakota Covington.
And Dakota Covington has all their
yeah.
people. And I don't think there's anybody. So.
I like the concept mm-hmm. of them being able to help out in, yeah. these, in these circumstances. One of the questions I have, and I know it came up on something else, when they are, so they're on our clock for that 20 minutes or an hour or whatever they need to be doing, if we, you know, if it works out. If something happens when they're doing this for somebody else, like if they get injured, is that, how does that flow?
That has to fall back on the fire department. If he's out there and gets hurt or something happens,
I would think so.
It has to.
Because I know we had that discussion about, like, when our sheriffs end up doing duty for other events. I'm just curious.
Don't the volunteer people, they're all insured?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're on the
yeah, and
fire
I mean,
department.
He would be on county time, but not doing county work, so. Yeah, the fire department has their
own
insurance. I mean, I don't know about Emerson, okay. but mm-hmm. I know Dakota City does.
I mean, like you're at direct
you just want, you want those kind of people, and I'm going to tell you yeah. something, just mm-hmm. to be there for someone's rescue. I mean, that's mm-hmm. huge.
Well, and like I said, he goes on the second call. That means they're desperate.
Right.
People mm-hmm. aren't responding. And I know Homer, if during the day they know to call Dakota City, you know, just mm-hmm. the dispatch knows where they have their
where help. They're going to find people to help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And since Emerson's kind of out there away from everybody, mm-hmm. they're kind of on their own.
And that's his area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's usually with them.
Yeah,
close.
Emerson's his precinct for the motor grader.
Road department guys, any questions or comments as you think about you working with them?
What?
I could make
what
a
motion. What did you say?
I think he said that. I'll make a motion.
Oh, he made a motion. I'll second Laura's motion.
Okay. It's a good thing to do, and we do have a clause in here that kind of can limit, you know, to some degree.
Well, I was just thinking of the complaints I get from in that area. You know, it seems like we need another motor grader guy over there. Whatever.
This can't happen very often.
Yeah, it's minimal.
Hey, you might be in the ditch, and he might be pulling you out.
Well, I did have one motor grader guy stop up at Willis one day when I had a flat tire, but I got it fixed by myself.
Good.
What was the thought to count it?
Emergency use.
He didn't help me. I did it myself, but he did moral support.
Okay,
it goes a long way.
So did Larry make a motion?
But he did stop.
No, he didn't.
I'll make a motion.
Oh, Scott, okay.
Larry will second it, won't you?
Right.
You bet.
Second. All right. Any other comments or questions? All right, we'll go ahead and take the roll call on that one.
Janet.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Robert.
Yes.
Larry.
Yes.
Troy.
Yes.
All right. Okay, item number two on the agenda is public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear comments about any item that's not on the agenda today. And we will limit the time on comments to 3 minutes. Open the floor for comments.
Chad, you can come up and tell us how unorthodox we are, whatever you're going to say. Come on. All right. Thank you.
Any comments from anybody? No. What was discussion? Oh,
we are just not doing very good.
I'm sorry, I missed it. Do I need to back out of that one?
Nope.
Okay.
We'll just.
Discussion and motion. Agenda.
Can they take action?
Or we can do it next meeting if we have to.
I can fill in all the blanks and there are no changes. And then
action. You guys got me confused. I don't even want to. Okay. Try not to listen.
Okay. Well, we'll just go to Arizona and forget about
it. Don't table it.
The next meeting.
Let's go.
Okay. All right. So we might talk about that one again, possibly, if we can't officially do it today.
There was no action. That was just discussion only. So.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'll bring it back and put it on the next agenda and fill in all the blanks. Okay.
So we can take a closer look at it and think about it if there's any other questions.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. The consent agenda for today. Item number three, any individual item may be removed by a commissioner for special discussion or consideration. Unless there is an exception, these items will be approved as one with a single vote of the Board of Commissioners. So we've got the minutes from the previous meeting on December 13. Approval of payroll claims. Larry and I looked at those on Thursday last week. I got through all of those. There's quite a few at end of the year, but it looked pretty good. Accounts payable, I just did that today. Some confusion with the
payroll.
I'm sorry. Payroll. Oh, payroll. I did the payroll. Confusion there a little bit with the holidays, but we got, you know, just differences in how we calculate that for different people, different groups. Accounts payable, Larry and I did that on Thursday last week. Officials reports, they all appeared to be in line. Revenue taken in by those various offices for various things. And the treasurer had to make a journal entry, a small correction just to get from general fund to another tire fund.
Stephanie.
Oh, any comments on that, Stephanie?
No comments on that one.
Nope.
Just
so moved.
Just a transfer has the
so that now we reconcile those two accounts and that's good.
I'll second Bob's motion.
All right. Bob?
So moved on the consent agenda.
Consent agenda. Bob, second by Scott. Any other questions on any items on the list? All right. Roll call.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet.
All right. Yes.
All right. Fruit.
Moving on to item number four, which is a new business. Chad from Vinstra and Kim to present bids for the construction of the North Bluff Road Repairs Project in Dakota County for board approval and award project bid. So.
These are new.
These are
new. Thank you.
All right, so earlier today at 1 o'clock, we opened bids for the North Bluff Road Repairs 2022. Basically, these were the same areas that we bid last spring. We changed things a little bit for this Number one, we bid it a lot sooner in the construction year. And we also broke it out into sections. We had three bid sections, which we called A, B, and C. A being the portion on the north end, B being the middle, and C being on the south end. We did state in the plans and specifications that any individual section or any combination of those could or would be awarded. We had three bidders, 10-point construction out of Denison, Iowa, Gill Construction out of Jackson, and Concrete Plus out of Sioux City, Iowa. The bid tab is attached so you can see the various bid sections that were bid. After discussion with Jolene and Joan and Brent after the bid opening, our recommendation, or my recommendation, would be to award bid section A and bid section B to Concrete Plus, and then separately award bid section C to 10-point construction for a total project cost of $190,221.25. What's that?
What was the number again?
$190,221.25.
So A and B is going to be Concrete Plus, and C will be 10-point construction out of Denison, Iowa.
Yes.
Are those all low bids?
All the low bids.
Those would be each individual bid section. That's the low one of each of those.
And that's the way it was bid out. They could do one or...
Yeah, they had to bid all three.
But they know
But then they were told that the county could elect to...
Mm-hmm. Keep
and
it out.
Maybe you just would have elected to award just bid section A.
Okay. Got it.
I guess the thought is to go ahead and award all three by juggling some other projects around and spend as much money as we can right now on North Bluff Road is the purpose for the recommendation. So.
Any comments from Jolene or questions from Larry? Or?
So like Chad said, if we move a couple projects to the next budget year, we'll be able to do this. We did not do any work on Norfolk Road last year because the bids come in so high, so we're kind of a little bit behind on it anyway. Some other projects can wait a little bit. So
did the bids go down?
Yeah.
The last time we had one bidder, and I think it was $285,000.
Okay. Mm-hmm. For all three.
At that time we didn't have it broke out, so mm-hmm. we would have awarded all of them.
We didn't have
it was
broke
late.
Out. We did it pretty late,
late.
Year, mm-hmm. so oh. that kind of caused some issues. Mm-hmm. So
basically, this saves us $100,000. It just delayed it a little bit, is all.
And concrete's up another $20.
Right. That's a surprising thing.
That's good.
Much how much more it was.
I had $150,000 budgeted. So if we did not do the culvert replacement just north of Hubbard, which was at 25, that brings us up to 175. The Kenny Burcham Bridge, I had budgeted 135, and that came in about 120-ish, so there's 15.
Mm-hmm. And then we put in about $3,000 for the bridges over by Jackson to try and get some engineering started on that to eliminate those bridges. So
mm-hmm. oh, good.
What we saved on the Kenny Burcham Bridge and what we kind of move around to the next budget year.
Two bridges in Jackson and the culvert and the little bit of savings. And we also have a fund called from federal dollars that we get every year called the road improved, not road, federal aid roads. If we would have another, we got a little money there.
Yeah, we got a little leeway there too if we had do a change order or something.
So this project is probably an important one to get done, or is there nothing else is out there that we're going to be? Because we've got 6 months left in this year that's going to creep up on us.
I think it'd be best to go ahead and get this going. Because we need to do work on this road every year. Uh-huh. So this is just kind of the start of it. So
suppose 10 point says, well, we're not coming in to do that little dinky.
I already called them. They said they would be able to do that.
And that's the third piece?
Yes.
I'm just a little shocked that Gil was a little bit more in the ballpark.
Well, I know one contract was pulled first through July.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
Already? Wow.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I think there's a real shortage of staff people, too.
Exactly.
They're expecting higher costs.
Yeah, but I am surprised that some, one of the Harris's didn't. Mm-hmm.
Okay, chop that on that.
Submitted it. Because
I know they did some repairs several years ago back on that. Harris's did, I don't remember. But anyways, yeah. Thank
it's
you.
It's good. Yeah. I mean, that's why I have competitive bids. You know, we'd have been stuck with us just like before, one bid, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. Got three.
That was Joe's
idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, wonderful. And saved 10,000 or 100,000 from last year at this time, or last fall. Any other questions, or shall we move on to the second part of this, or?
Yep.
We just have to do the first part present. Oh, approval.
I wanted to have an extra first year, I'll be calling.
I was thinking the second part was where we actually.
I thought you were going to say they wanted to have an extra
free
day.
We're trying to
up everything.
I know.
Well,
you wanted it last week. I thought this was just a presentation and discussion.
But we can award through that.
Okay.
And then it said the engineer will open up.
Okay, so with that, make a motion for 100 to split the A, B, and C section between the lowest bidders for a total of 190 to 2125.
You're going to make the motion?
I can make that motion.
Okay, then I'll second it.
Any questions or comments from you guys? Or no? Okay.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Chad, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Get Larry his stuff, right?
I will.
Get it done, Sonny. Hurry up.
And then the second part, approved chair has signed the notice to proceed with this North Bluff Road repair project.
And that's to the contractor, right?
Yes. Notice to proceed to
the... contractor. Okay.
There'll be two. Okay. Two of them will get a letter that says, you got this.
So we need to approve for the chair to sign the notices?
Yes.
Okay, so I will make a motion for the chair to sign the notices to proceed on North Bluff Road repair project with the two going to concrete plus A and B and C going to 10-point construction for the total of the 190, 221,
25.
Okay.
How's that?
I can second.
Troy? All right. Any other discussion or questions? Okay. Roll call.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Okay. So that handles our new business today.
All right. You guys have a good day. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Now we are on.
Oh, I thought I was talking to everybody here. I guess we're not done yet.
Okay, old business and miscellaneous. Jolene is here to give us the highway report, which I believe is in your packet. Yep, there it is. Okay.
So we had about 132.5 hours of maintaining. Thanks to the wonderful storm, we had 50 hours of tree removal, 5 hours of garbage pickup, 4 hours running the magnet, hour and a half of snow removal, 59 hours of hauling gravel into the yard, 19 hours of sign repair, and a request for grading on M Avenue. Any questions?
Looks like just another report, huh? Everything's going well, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Brent's doing okay?
Yep, very good.
Good. Looks simple to me.
Gosh, we haven't had any really much snow to push, so it's been a good.
So far.
I shouldn't say that.
So far. Julie,
so they're getting lots of stuff done.
What's the pickup that we use for snow removal here at the courthouse, something, it dies or it doesn't run, or what's that pickup? Or do you know?
That is, I want to say it's our 2001 Super Duty pickup. Did they get it here?
I don't know. I just heard that whatever we...
We were having trouble with it. We spent a couple hundred dollars working on it. I thought it was here by now, but...
Does it stay next door or does it stay out there?
No, here.
No, we bring it in. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you think we have it here?
That was my understanding.
Okay. I don't... It was just brought up that we have a pickup that we use for snow, and it doesn't... It dies. So...
That's one.
I don't know if that means.
Kevin, that was when I was asking. Kevin, who cared if Kevin looked at it? I think is what I understood to talk with him was he wanted to look it over a little bit and see if he could figure out what's wrong with it.
We had it at a couple different places in the last month, too.
Does it run?
It runs in that at all? It runs in
that. Is that the one we took out here?
Yeah.
They didn't fix it?
It takes more money to figure out what's wrong with it than a couple $100.
Oh.
That doesn't get you too far in diagnostics.
Well, it's something like that. You just got to be careful that you start throwing good money or bad money.
Right. I mean, that pickup was purchased. It was a wrecked pickup that we purchased a long, long time ago. I've been here 16 years, and it was here before then. So
oh, wow.
It's seen its day. That's
is
for sure.
So let's just say that isn't going to make it. Is there any other pickups that you guys have that would be a candidate?
We could probably. The other ones are them two four-door pickups. One's a 2007. The other one might be a 2004.
Do they run?
They run.
Okay. That's a good start.
Yeah.
So what happened with Brett's truck then?
The one Brent is driving that one.
He's driving that one. So what happened with his old truck?
Then Keeman took that one.
Okay.
And then Matt got one of the newer ones. And then his pickup was one we traded off or sold on Big Iron last year.
Well, just a thought. I know that Jungie's truck it's a half ton. Okay. And you can make a blade work. I don't know how big the blade is, how heavy it is. Is it too heavy? Okay. I didn't know if it was a fiberglass or what it was, but I know that truck is going to, they're going to be getting rid of it, and it's low miles. It's under 100,000. So it's just.
Scott, maybe we could buy a poly blade, use poly blade, and put on it.
Yeah.
Because they're round. I mean.
Yeah. It's just a thought. You know, if that truck has seen its better days, instead of getting rid
you
of
know,
that truck.
I know Brent looked into going through the state contracts to get a newer pickup, and none of those are available at this point either. Because we thought
when
about
does that take place? I've been down to that before. That's
fun
to go down there.
Well, this one was a new pickup that the state puts their bids out on, but he called down to Lincoln, and they didn't have any available.
But when does Lincoln do their big sale?
Like May, I want to say. So you want to start looking about March, April to see what's coming in. That's when they had it. Now, they hadn't had it since COVID. But I would think that it just says coming soon whenever I look.
So I would definitely make a point to see what inventory or what if there's any needs of anything, because things do sell very inexpensive down there. Well, the salt truck, dump truck, we paid 20-some thousand for that. Fred and I went down there, and I think it's been a good truck.
Which one?
That started costing us money.
Did it?
We put about as much into it as repairs as what we paid for it now. So
it's been clear to Norfolk to get worked on, to Sioux Falls to get worked on, because nobody can work on it here. Well,
really?
They can, but they don't care to be this Mercedes.
Because it's a Ford.
Mercedes
Engineering,
yeah.
Another idea we had was when the deputies, you know, usually they buy about four or five vehicles at a time, kind of get a better rate. And we did this several years ago. They added one for the road department. So everybody kind of got a better deal ordering. I think they ordered six pickups at the time, and the road department got one of them.
But they'd be half tons, wouldn't they?
I think you can order what you want.
I think so. I think it was, I'm trying to remember how long ago it was. Probably
just this last year, I think.
Another thing you can look at and I know there's a lot of small dealerships around, but, you know, we bought a few from Arlen Keene, mm-hmm. you know, that he always gives us, you know, good deals on. I don't know if you guys still have the wheat truck or not. I haven't been out there.
Yeah, and that one sits a lot.
What's wrong with the weed truck?
Yeah,
that's got the sprayer and all that stuff hooked up to it. So
who uses that yet? Is that still Matt?
That Matt. Yeah.
But that'd only be used in the summer to spray. So maybe in the winter it could be your snow pusher.
But there's only one problem. Hmm. It's a 4-door long box building. You can run into everything pushing snow with that. It'd be really nice to just have a regular cab.
Yeah.
Okay. To push
to
snow.
The easiest. Do we have anything like that? We could. I think everything you have out there, the molder fours, are all crew caps, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, can we get through this winter before we...
I'll sell you guys one.
Yeah.
It'd be cheaper to buy a bobcat.
Or a little tractor.
Then you use it. Yeah, you use it.
Because it's just for here, right? Just for
you
the...
You use it in the summertime. Yeah. A little bit of dirt here or there, or gravel, or...
Or a little tractor.
Trading parking lot out back.
Mm-hmm.
What can you buy a bobcat for? $40,000?
Yeah.
It all depends what you want. I understand that. But I know a new one's probably about 70.
Yeah, and if you really got crazy, you can go higher. But you can't even get them now anyway, so don't.
That's a problem. Everything is, we're going to have to be on the lookout for a special deal.
A little lawnmower with
the
weight on it.
Right.
They used to push it with that.
With a small snowfall, you can do that.
Yeah.
And he does do that. It's the big. And maybe can they just come in with a motor grader if it's a huge snowfall?
That's right.
I don't know.
Or the bobcat. We got a bobcat out the shop, too.
Oh.
Well, and that's my whole point for bringing it up, is there's no sense to go buy it a pickup.
It ain't going to run.
Well, for
a blade.
If we've got other alternatives.
Right.
I mean, I'm not all for, you know.
Do we have
a special purpose?
Have somebody come in and use a bobcat to push snow? If it
depends
snows.
On what type of snow. I mean, we got our 7 operators, and then...
Kevin know how to run
the mechanic and the truck driver's out doing salt and snow removal, and then if it's a bad enough snow, Keeman's in the loader trying to help out too, so that would leave about Brent to come in.
I'll tell you what, I'll come shovel it, right?
What's that?
I'll just come shovel
it
around the salt.
We use it around the buildings and stuff.
Does Dakota City do it? Can Dakota City do it? Aren't they right here?
They used to take the county guys and shovel everything around here. Years ago, I mean, I'm talking about 40 years ago.
Yeah,
with
we had about 26 men then,
I ain't getting you right out here. I used to watch them.
Well, I'm wondering if maybe the next meeting we should
clean all the sidewalks.
Anyway,
can we talk about maybe look at some options and maybe talk about it next meeting? Hopefully, we won't have a big snow between now and
good
next
thing.
Meeting, or a little tractor.
And work
with Dakota County.
We could find somebody local to hire it out too. Just here and there, couldn't we?
Yeah,
that's
when we just contract
year,
it.
Maybe.
And then figure out,
like
I said, youngest truck would not be a bad truck. Like I said, it's under 100,000 miles on it.
And when they have that special sale that you're talking about in May or whatever.
Yep. State sale?
Yeah. Okay. But hopefully, let's pray there's not. We might all be
Sorry,
out scooping you guys. Grab your scoop.
Way to go, Bob.
Sorry.
Grab your scoop. No, I think that's a good discussion.
Good thinking.
Yep, in light of snow. It's coming. We've been short-changed snow. It's coming. Okay, snow concerns. All right, number item B, Kathy. It looks like you have some new upgrades related to your software. We've got a whole packet here, so hope you can give us the update.
Yeah, we'll break it down for you a little bit here. Basically, the state's they're going around to every courthouse in Nebraska,
mm-hmm.
and they're upgrading all the electronics, any type of visual, microphones, cameras. They're putting all this together in county court and district court throughout the whole state. They're using up some of their money, and that's what they're planning on doing with a lot of them. In there, it's kind of got and this will have county court and district court in
mm-hmm.
it, so... basically, what they did was Greg came here and visited with both courtrooms to see what we actually had that can be used and what we need to upgrade. So with ours, we're going to basically on page 3, you can kind of see the different inputs that they have to do, the microphones, the amplifiers, speakers. those are the different ones that they're going to give us. Enough for like the cameras and the sound system so it doesn't echo in there. And they're going to have microphones for the jury box, for the judge, for the witness, and for the tables.
Welcome to the 21st century, right?
Right, exactly. It's pretty cool. Again, and it's up to the judges if they want to use the cameras. Mm-hmm. You know, some courts don't like it, you know, to have cameras going on. You know, it's totally, it's going to be there if they want to use them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to mount them in the back corners up front, and then I think from the judge's desk back. So one advantage there, too, is if need be, we have bad weather, and judge gets into that, we can do virtual through the jail. We can do, all the attorneys can call in, and he's going to have a monitor with a touch tone. He can call people on it. He can get everything done that way. So it's going to be really nice in that respect. We can do Zoom, WebEx, all of that. We're going to have the processors. We're going to have, we're going to be able to do all of our exhibits on the screen now. You know, they can sit at their tables, the attorneys, and just flip them right through, you know, so the jury can see it. Whoever's in the courtroom will be
able to see. So anybody can see that.
Yeah, it's going to be all
visual.
So this is a done deal, right?
Well, I just have to sign off. I wanted to let you guys know and be aware of it. And I emailed to make sure. I said, is there any cost to the county? And they said no. The only thing that I can think of that would be is if they have to drop lines for our internets or whatever. And they were in on the phone call, or they were in on a phone call while he was here, and they've all discussed that already. So our IT from here as well as them. So
the down payment's required, waived.
Yeah, that means, yeah, it's nothing for us.
So they're going to come in and install it, pay for it and install it and everything.
Yeah. Basically for both courtrooms on that page 9, that's both courtrooms. The $93,000 is what the amount that they're giving us. County court is $46,000, and it basically breaks it down what they need to do it. And again, on district court, it's $47,000, and then it breaks it down to what they're suggesting that we have.
Nice.
So yeah, it's a win-win, but just something that we'll be able to use it for other things too. I mean, if there's no court and you have some kind of a meeting that you have to do, you know, virtually, it'll be available for that type of thing too.
Nice.
So,
so is this part of, like, you know, for safety for COVID, being able to have people just appear virtually, or is...
Well, a lot of times we have attorneys either from Omaha or in the winter if they can't make it, or if they've got, you know, there's a lot of times they'll want to do telephonic, which they would prefer to do virtual, so they'll be able to do that both ways now. So, you know, and judge doesn't mind that as long as both attorneys on both sides agree. You know, there's always that option.
Then this increases the odds of us being some screwball being on Dan Abrams'
camp. Right. Yeah. it comes with. let's see. What's the?
I got it.
It's everything's got a warranty of up to 5 years, and then they actually pay for that. And then
I've seen the time frame in here, Kathy, didn't mean to interrupt you.
Sure, no, go ahead.
But it says 30, what did they say? They have 100 courtrooms that they wanted to do. I just seen that. And it said,
Was it 3 months?
I think it's like, it takes like 13, I just seen it.
Right in the back page 8.
So you're not scheduled yet?
Well, they started with us, so we were the first ones to get our list done. So we should be the first ones to get started on. They have to get to all the counties first. So once they start, the max would be 3 months to get it all done. So
Okay.
Yeah, 13 weeks.
100 courtrooms.
So roughly 3 months is what they're kind of shooting for, so... but
So it should be in like this summer even.
Nice, that's
it could easily be, yeah. And I think they wanted to have everybody's courtrooms looked at because they've got several different groups doing it for them depending on the area. So, yeah.
Andy, does your office pay a fee, a monthly fee to the state for the set software program or anything right now? No. No fee.
Yeah, we're state computers and we use all their justice systems, so okay. No, we don't use any or have any fees for that.
Good.
So, yep.
So, thank you.
I'll keep you updated
very
on it. When we know they're coming and get it all taken care of.
Nice. So. Yeah, keep us updated. Thank you.
Yeah, Kathy. That looks really like a great opportunity. Thank you. Thanks, Kathy.
You're welcome.
All right, item number 6, Commissioner Committee Reports.
Did we do public comment?
We did at the beginning, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we can have it whenever we want.
It was pretty quick.
Commissioner?
It was very quick. Remember I asked Chad to come up?
Commissioner Committee Reports.
I think Troy and I had a LEC meeting last week.
Last Tuesday.
There wasn't really nothing that stood out, was there, Troy? It was this all basically, they renewed their insurance for the LEC for the X amount of 10 people or whatever, and it went up, was it 6.6% or something like that. But there was several years that it went down, and then we took a pretty big jump, like 10%, and now it's 6.6, so... and that's
for the building or is or?
No for the employees.
Oh, health employees, insurance. Health insurance.
Yeah,
okay.
Health insurance.
Okay.
So, and Don Faber obviously is the agent, if you want to call him the agent. Uh-huh. But yeah, he said it was a very good
renewal.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
Other than that, it was pretty simple. They talk about they beat the same drum all the time. What else?
Carpet. They got the carpet installed.
The carpet's all installed, painting, right? And the painting's going to start sometime in the spring. They want to do the first room when you walk in, where Mary sits in there. They want to get that done first. It's very blah. But, they got it all budgeted, and it's been all approved, so they just got to chip away at it. So.
Cool. I think we should do a tour there sometime. I've never been there.
It's kind of interesting in there.
Yeah, I bet so. So LAC, hopefully our renewal will be... health renewal will be good too because we'll need a couple of you folks to work on that one next year. I didn't have any meetings this last week with the holidays and we had outside of we all went to a lot of us went to the NACO, but we talked about that last time.
I do have two questions on do we have an ad out there for the new HVAC system for the jail out there asking for bids?
I don't know that we've done that yet.
There is something out there. Okay.
Yes. Should have brought that.
No, it's okay. And what's I think that's January
10th meeting.
10th is a timeline
on
that.
We've already gotten a couple of bids.
We got a couple.
Good.
Okay. And the other thing is, do we have are we taking bids on a road grader?
That's on the next meeting also.
Okay. Thank you.
Putting it out for bids or receiving bids?
Receiving bids.
Next meeting?
So two big purchases next coming up in January.
I didn't see it in the store.
A grader?
Okay. So those will be in January. All right. Mail and emergency business. Source for Siouxland, Community Partners, Community Update. That was in the packet. That was...
If anybody wants to look at it, we got one copy. Has a lot of youth, a lot of health people. How many people use cigarettes and drive with youth drinking and alcohol and what student special needs and language learners and our graduation rate and population attending high school and pre-kindergarten and literacy, reading, education. They compile a lot of things.
Are they better than Simco putting numbers together?
Was this the one that the Growing Siouxland Connections
economic,
went over?
Yeah. Economic stability. Very good material. Very, if you need a grant, especially resource material.
Good data.
Zero.
And they've been talking about that in growing Siouxland connections, and it's a really interesting data. They rate South Dakota and Iowa kind of rankings.
I remember it used to be Cardinal Connections, and they changed the name of it.
Yep. All right. Nothing else? We are at the point, why do we have a thing in planning? And that's for the next meeting, the Board of Equalization?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's an FYI in your packet. I'm putting that ad in the paper also. And then the notice of the public hearing Wednesday, okay. January 5.
Okay.
You guys get to sit up in the courtroom.
5:30.
That's going to be in the courtroom?
Yeah, second floor of the county court.
Okay.
And then in today's mail, the board got copied on a letter to Sheriff Kleinberg. Their software program is still not... let me read it. Still not up to par. So they're writing them up. The Crime Commission has not received your admission and release documentation for almost 2 years. The board has been monitoring this situation as the Systems and Research Division of the Crime Commission has been working with your vendor to solve this situation, and it does not appear to be a near resolution. So they're writing them up. They've been working with them for a long time. So that we're not doing anything wrong. We are doing everything right. Except that the program can't take it to the Crime Commission to enter their data.
So we have a wrong, we need to get a different kind of a program?
Yeah.
That will speak to their...
Right.
Hmm.
They want a corrective action plan.
Is that RTI or who is that, John?
No. I don't know.
So the sheriff and those folks will have to look at another type of software then.
Okay, so admission and release documentation containing the necessary descriptive information shall be completed for each inmate. This computerized documentation shall be submitted to jail standards according to Crime Commission specifications. Chapter 3, that's the rule. Admission and release documentation is being completed properly by your staff. However, your software provider is not submitting your records according to Crime Commission specifications. So they've been...
You need to change software vendors, probably.
I don't know why they can't, why their vendor can't
change,
make
it
work.
Or somehow link it or something.
I know.
So they're aware of that and
yes.
probably working
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, it
working?
Was sent to Sheriff Kleinberg.
Okay.
And just copied to you guys.
Okay. Okay. Do we have a date that we have to meet there?
They just want a corrective action.
Corrective action plan. Yeah, we don't want to be in jail. Corrective action plan. Okay, well, hopefully they're working on that. We'll have a proposal for us at an upcoming meeting. Anything else for emergency business or notifications that we need to act upon? This is the last meeting of the year, so Happy New Year. We adjourn this one, and we go over to Board of Equalization. The time is 4:02.
Meeting. We already did the Pledge of Allegiance. Roll call.
Roy Lonsby.
Here.
Janet Gill.
Yes.
Scott Love.
Yes.
Robert Beatsy.
Here.
Larry Aldermanis.
Here. The current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The Dakota County Board of Equalization reserves the right to adjust the order of the items in the agenda if necessary. Number one is the consent agenda. A is approval of previous minutes, December 13, 2021.
So moved.
Second.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott? Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes. Two is new business. A is a hearing for Heartland Counseling Services application for exemption for motor vehicle taxes by qualifying nonprofit organization for 2021 Nissan Titan. Ben 1, Nancy 6, Apple, Apple 1, Edward Charles 5, Mary Nancy 505693. The vehicle is used to provide community support services, crisis response, and peer support services to clients who have mental health and or substance abuse issues. Application comes with recommendation of approval by Don Bosquet, Treasurer 63185 and 63189. Board of Commissioners consider the recommendation of the County Treasurer and any other information it may obtain and shall approve or deny exemption on the basis of law and rules and regulations adopted and promulgated by the Tax Commissioner 77202.
Stephanie here or she wants to
speak? Yes, I'm here.
Anything?
Well, everything is just normal.
Fine.
Yeah.
I'll move to approve the exemption. They have several vehicles, right, Steph?
Yeah.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Okay, we'll move to three, mail and or emergency business. Okay, nobody has anything. Four is public comment. Do we have any public comment? No public comment. So five is adjournment.
See everybody on the fifth of the stairs.
All right.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
4:05. 3 minutes. You're good, Troy.
Yeah.